How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday. How many happies can you say on a Friday? Well, we know it's 7. I know that because I asked somebody one time. It was just a listener. He said, Scott, how many happy Fridays can I say? And I said, well, how many would you like to say? He said, 7. I said, all right, that make you happy? Yep, makes me happy. He said, good, we can say 7 happy Fridays. So the same is for you. How many do you want? It's Friday. Say as many as you want. Be happy. How many happy Mondays can you say? A lot of y'all can't say that, can you? I can. We'll work on that. Hang in there. All right, so today we're going to help you live longer. Is that cool? Or at least make you think you're living longer. Your perception will change about life. Do you want to live a long time? Most people do. I'm out of here, man. But what ends up happening is one day you're told you might not live but a few more months, and you're like, I would live longer. See? That's common sense. That's Scott logic in action. That's a perfect example of it. We just look at the way most people are until things change. Boom. And you're like, okay, common sense kicked in. Anyway, today we'll talk about how you can live longer. Good to have you. I can take a sip of coffee here. Real good stuff here. I love those K-Cups. Awesome stuff. Good to have you. Thanks for stopping by. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at motivationandmove.com. If you haven't caught the husband-wife talking life show, you should. It's tomorrow morning. We release it on a Saturday. Sometimes we'll do it Saturday morning if we get a bit delayed. I can't corral my wife sometimes. She's like busy doing stuff. It's like, come on, honey, I do not want to work on Saturday morning. And she says to me like this, she goes, are you saying that when I come in the studio with you, it's work? Touché, wifey. Touché. Even Scott Logic can't respond to that one. Working on it. That's it. Scott Logic and the Wisdom of the Wife. It's basically us two getting together, a happy couple, proving you can be a happy couple. I know. No, it's not Scott. You're faking it. It's a social media thing. Listen, if you listen to me long enough, you know full well there's no freaking way I'm going to fake it. It is what it is. And it's a good life. She's cool. And we have a good time. And she's funny. And she's smart. And so am I. And we put it all together and we solve every single problem the world has. I'm still waiting for a return call from the White House and Canada. They could use my help right now. So far, no response. But I don't know. We talk common sense around here. They might not have my phone number. You know what I'm saying. Check out the show. It'll release on your feed. You don't have to search for it. It'll show up right next to this one. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/dailyboost. That's Hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Fridays we ask the question, how do I want to feel? It's the coolest question in the world. If you're an affirmation kind of person, like to stick a post-it note on your mirror, or I prefer, frankly, to staple it to my forehead. So when I look in the mirror, I go, what's that staple to my forehead? And I read it. I'm just saying, it's like, okay, don't go stapling stuff to your forehead. Use some super glue or something. Like, well, no, don't do that either. I'm just saying, put it in front of you, okay? How do I want to feel? You're an emotional creature, and I will make you a promise to make this easy for you. And this is a promise you can test me on today if you want to. If you walk into any situation you want to go into, any at all. You can be going into a meeting with a boss, talking with your kids, you know, going out to dinner with friends, whatever. And if you say, how do I want to feel at the end of this or even during it? It'll happen. You'll make a change to make it really good. And unless, of course, you don't want it to feel good. Like, oh, no. It could be that way, too, if you have to answer that question that way. But ask yourself, how do I want to feel? And if you really want the advanced version, think about other people. Going into a meeting today, say, how do I want everybody in the meeting to feel? Super duper advanced fast version. Going into a meeting, how do I want to feel and make everybody else feel? And how do I want them to feel about me when this is done? Oh my God, mind blown. I have a course on that. I'll tell you about it later. Okay. It's cool stuff. Never told anybody about that. I just kind of teach it. So let's talk about living longer a bit. I've thought about living longer since I was, I don't know, 15, 13, whatever. I forget, somewhere in that area, somewhere in the mid-teens, I was like, wait a second, I'm figuring out this life thing. High school's going to come to an end, then I'm going to die. Yeah, I thought about stuff like that back then. It was kind of depressing. But yeah, I think most of us want to live forever. We think about it at some point. I think most of us say that when we're kids. I certainly did. Now, having passed through a few birthdays and dealt with a few of life's challenges, I started thinking differently. I did. Had a realization. I said, you know, my life, all of our lives are spent learning and figuring things out, aren't they? It's tiring and it wears you out. You pour your energy into everything to find meaning in our days. We do that from very early on. Automatically, we just charge it and go after it. And as we age, here's what happens. Our knowledge deepens. Our day-to-day gets less attractive as it does. Huh? Wait a second. We lose that youthful drive. Now, why is that? Listen, I'm really stubborn, so that I'm not going to let that get in my way. I'm like, okay, dummy, figure it out. So I set forth to figure it out. So over the years, I've learned a few things, and I've studied a lot of science, and I figured all this stuff out. And I know it. I don't sound like I read a lot of neuroscience, but I do. A whole bunch of it. And if you listen to me a lot, you're listening between the lines. You're like, wait, this dude talks like a disc jockey. He says some crazy words sometimes. He slurs his words half the time. He talks way too fast. And yet somehow, somewhere deep inside, he must be reading something because he sounds like he might have some brain cell somewhere. Surprisingly, after my 20s and being in radio, I still do. Okay, where was I? That's what being a radio will do for you. You lose track, get back on format. Let's go. So I learned that hard-headed, dedicated living of life experience is really a good way to go, and just running through it every single day like most people do. I see you. I don't commute anymore, but I see you commute, and I see you, what you're doing every single day. So the first thing I do is I say, slow down. That means what you got to do is you got to break free from all this dull automatic behaviors that are not serving you. I mean it seriously, literally, just like that. 100%. Slow down. Move as fast as you can, throwing hundreds of activities every single day. It won't get you anywhere. Just keep you busy. Eventually, you realize you have to slow down. You got to get more focused in your approach. I do this. It's step one for every single client that I take on. Not step one's for them to give me money. After they give me money, I tell them to slow down. They go, wait a second. I gave you money. You told me to slow down. I said, yeah. They say, wait a second. If I slow down, how am I going to give you more money? I said, good point. So then I got to get busy to figure out how to make this actually work. But I got to slow them down first. Or the fact is, just being honest with you here, they're not going to give me any more money. It's not going to happen. And I want you to give me all the money you can because, well, why not, right? Okay. The next thing to do is to study and learn as much as possible. What? I like to study. I get to study 15 to 20 hours a week. It's awesome. And here's why. It changes your perspective. It makes you feel longer. It makes the day feel longer. Because what life is now, I mean, anything you do in the beginning is difficult to do, but eventually it gets easy. Once it gets easy, it doesn't lodge as a memory, and you don't even notice it happen. That's why you watch stupid stuff on TV, you know, a game show or the news. It's like it's just passing time. It's no good for you. But when you turn around and you actually study and you get all these ideas inside of you, that becomes a memory. It lodges inside you, makes it a little bit more difficult to do, and it becomes a stackable memory, as I like to call it. Before you know it, your life is fun. It's filled with vibrations. It's exciting. Everything is good about it. So you study. I have some other thoughts on that too. I won't have time for that today. But finally, I want to talk about the anticipation engine. Have you heard me talk about the anticipation engine before? I think it's one of the most powerful things that you can do in terms of living your life and exciting life. And that is, I want you to create something that you will anticipate. And usually it's called an event horizon, maybe 6 to 12 events for the next 12 months. In other words, something scheduled in the future that you get excited about and you just never stop doing it. You schedule it, you get excited about it, you go do it, you celebrate it, you do the next one. I'll tell you what, if you want your life to be happy and feel like it's long and just filled with good stuff, slow down, learn as much as you can, and always be anticipating something. That's the magic of doing it. Slow down, study, and anticipate. It's that simple. It's like living life as a child again. Oh, I could go so deep into that. You know, what's happening these days? I'm actually looking at these podcasts, and they're all 9 minutes long. I'm thinking, yeah, I need to do some other stuff, some longer version things on this, because there's so much to share with you. And I get the fact that you take these simple tips, it's hard to turn them into something. That's coming. It's coming. But it's the weekend. I got to ride my motorcycle now, so I ain't got time for that, okay? So time to hit the road, King. Go enjoy myself. So tomorrow, the Husband Wife Talking Life show is here. And next week, I have just an incredible week of really neat stuff that is going to move you down the road and keep you in that world of common sense and head you in the direction of what you really want. And that's what I know you want. Oh, nobody could say that but Scott. Yep, I'm going to move you down the direction and what you really want, because I know that's what you want. Why do I know that? Because, well, you told me that's what you really want. We're going to do that next week. Well, hang on. It's simple, but it works. See you Monday right here on the Daily Boost.